I'm Walt Lindelow with Look at What's Going On in Our Community. Earlier today, I spoke with Gary Simpson. He's the chief financial officer with the city of Marquette, and he was filling in for Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli for a preview of this week's meeting of the Marquette City Commission. It's not tonight, as normally scheduled, because of the federally recognized holiday, but it is tomorrow, and there are several items on the agenda. We heard more from Gary Simpson.
Yes, Walt. Johnson Controls, for a little over a year now, they've been doing a project for the city. It's the Energy Enhancement Project. And overall, it's a $28 million project. And the way it's designed, over 20 years, the savings are projected to be $42 million. The project is currently scheduled to be completed at the end of the calendar year, so Johnson Controls will be on hand to provide a status update to where they are with everything.
This was a pretty wide-reaching project. I mean, this was part of it was the changing of the traffic lights, but there was much more, wasn't there?
There was a lot more, Walt. Tremendous savings at the wastewater treatment plant with the cogeneration unit, city hall remodeling, traffic lights, all kinds of different things at Lakeview Arena. And like I said, it's designed to save energy costs to the city, so there will be actual savings to pay for this project.
And the presentation tonight is, or not tonight, but tomorrow is part of the agenda for the meeting of the Marquette City Commission. One of the big items, Gary, is that there is a public hearing. There's a series of them tomorrow night, but the big one that a lot of people are talking about has to do with adult use of recreational marijuana within the city. What's going to be discussed? What is going to be, what are the commissioners going to hear on?
Well, Walt, what is happening is a draft ordinance has been prepared, ordinance number 682, and that's what we're asking the city commission to consider and approve and adopt. This is something that was spearheaded by the vote probably about a year ago, and it was overwhelmingly passed in Marquette, and is recognition of that, the city commission has directed staff to move forward as fast as possible. Now, staff has been waiting for the state to come up with guidelines, and that just recently happened. So now we're trying to move forward, and what we're presenting, we feel like is a very responsible, you know, ordinance that helps protect the community as much as possible. And it's always possible, too, the city commission won't like certain sections or would want something added, and so that will be accommodated at this meeting tomorrow night.
There is a public hearing, and then that, according to the way protocol is there will be a vote then tomorrow night as well.
Yes, sir. We're expecting the vote on it tomorrow, and if it's approved, we're hoping, staff is hoping the ordinance will take effect June 1st, but and that's to give us time in the state time to come up with regulations and forms and that kind of thing. But the city commission could change that at their will.
That's Gary Simpson, the chief financial officer for the city of Marquette. With a look at what's happening in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.